From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is asking Americans to trust that his economic policies are actually working after the worst recession since the 1930s was declared over. But at a town hall meeting in Washington, D.C. today, the president was confronted with frustration from a member of the audience.
I'm one of your middle-class Americans, and quite frankly, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration, defending the mantle of change that I voted for, and deeply disappointed with where we are right now.
The president said he knew times were tough for millions of Americans, but he tried to reassure them that his administration has already passed a long string of economic measures, from additional help for struggling homeowners to tax incentives for businesses to health care access for more Americans.
My goal here is not to try to convince you that everything's where it needs to be. It's not. That's why I ran for president. But what I am saying is that we're moving in the right direction.
The town hall meeting was hosted by CNBC. Earlier today, the National Bureau of Economic Research revealed that the recession officially ended June of last year. NPR's John Itzie reports a recent recession is the longest economic downturn since the Great Depression.
According to the NBER, the recession began in December of 2007 and continued for 18 months. That's 2 months longer than the recessions of the mid-1970s and early 1980s. The members of the NBER's Business Cycle Dating Committee explained the long delay in calling the end of the slump by saying they wanted to wait for revisions in economic data that came late in July and August. The committee based its conclusions on employment and personal income data, as well as gross domestic product, a measure of the total output of the economy. Even though the recession officially ended in June of 2009, with unemployment at 9.6%, it still feels like a recession for millions of Americans. John Itzie, NPR News, Washington.
The rush hour is proving to be a bigger headache than usual in New York City, where commuters to the northern suburbs are coping with delays after a fire disrupted rail service. More from Ilya Meritz.
The fire broke out on a rail bridge between Manhattan and the Bronx shortly before noon. Right away, authorities suspended the lines that bring more than 130,000 people in and out of the city every day. Grand Central Terminal quickly filled with travelers, including Fred Wilson.
Once I saw that the bridge was on fire, I told my boss I was going to take off and try and make my way home.
Some people resorted to subways and buses. After a three-hour shutdown, train service from Grand Central resumed with some delays. The fire has now been extinguished and is under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meritz.
Ilya Meritz with member station WNYC. Dow's up 150. This is NPR. A wildfire whipped by strong winds has destroyed at least three homes in Utah, and crews are racing to keep it from doing more damage. The blaze was set off at a firing range during a National Guard training session. The Utah National Guard acknowledged that it wasn't the first time that live fire exercises had triggered a fire at Camp Williams, which is about 30 miles south of Salt Lake City. The French government is raising the level of what it calls a terror threat from possible suicide bombers. Frank Browning has details from Paris.
The announcement came this morning from France's embattled Interior Minister Brice Hortefeux, who warned of a possible attack on the nation's transportation system. Hortefeux, who has been in charge of the controversial raids and deportation of Roma people and who intensified internal security campaigns last summer, said police are looking for a woman suspected of involvement in a terror attack cell. Paris's Grand Mosque and its moderate rector, Dalil Boubacar, who has often been verbally attacked by hardline Islamist groups, has been given extra armed guards. Hortefeux has himself been sharply criticized by human rights groups, and as recently as Saturday, Prime Minister François Fillon distanced himself from some of Hortefeux's more inflammatory statements. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
A suspect in a series of racially motivated stabbings and other attacks in Michigan, Virginia, and Ohio is facing more charges, one murder count and four new counts of attempted murder. Elias Aboulazem is accused of killing five people and injuring at least nine others. Here's what's happening from Wall Street. Dow is up 146 points at last check at 10,754. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.